Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping, all push past yield. She will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live. Mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy. Because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
On this Sunday evening, welcome to Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I am Michelle E. Alford, of course, your host today, and I'm so excited to bring this discussion with you today. I am going to be talking about being an authentic woman. And there's a lot to be said about that, how you actually accomplish that. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm trying to get a little bit of feedback somewhat. But nevertheless, we are going to get started with our discussion. As always, I always like to bring some other element into my topic of discussion to just kind of, you know, be as an aid to what we're going to be talking about today. Again, the topic is being an authentic woman. I ran across this lovely poem. The author of it names her first name as Shanna. She created this poem in November of 2011. And it coincides with what I'm going to be talking about today. The title of this particular poem, the title of this poem is entitled, There's Something About a Woman. And I'm going to read that first before we jump off into our discussion. There's something about a woman who embodies, expresses, who boldly shares the fullness of who she is with the world. Her power and her softness, her joy and her fierceness, her longing and her appreciation, her truth and her fears. There's something about a woman who does not hide herself from others, who feels free to show her idiosyncrasies, even when she might be judged, who lets you know what she feels down, even when she's afraid to ruin the mood, who speaks up when she wants or needs more, even when she doesn't want to be a burden. There's something about a woman who isn't waiting for someone else to make her happy, who chooses to live from the deepest place in her heart and soul, who continually discovers what matters most to her. There's something about a woman who does away with the masks of competence and confidence, fully knowing that she can take care of herself, but allowing others to take care of and nurture her. There's something about a woman who tends to the needs of others, but at the same time sets boundaries that nourish herself, who knows that being generous is a powerful gift, who can say no in the face of another's need when she is depleted, but that she has the most to give when she also takes time to herself. or sometimes when she just doesn't want to. There's something about a woman who can play and flirt up to the edge of her no and then lovingly stop without guilting herself or another, who can say no in a way that makes a man's day, leaving him better than before he met her. Excuse me. Who calls those around her into deeper conversation, connection, and care. There's something about a woman who knows how to keep herself safe and can then undefend herself to love vulnerable, who lets go of her resentment and blaming all men, who chooses to be a soulful invitation rather than a soulful denying manipulation. There's something about a woman who doesn't hold herself back or play small based on what others will think, who lets go of words like slut and crude and steps into her own true sensual and sexual desires, who finds gratitude in the curves and lines of the body she was given and chooses to love it as is, who moves in a way that solidifies her own knowing that she is a divinely beautiful creature. There is a light that emanates and radiates, that shines, that ease, that melts the hearts and minds of those around her. When a woman is madly in love with herself and with life, when she sees positive intentions and reflects others best rather than reminding them of their worst, a woman like this heals and connects. She is a powerful force for change and beauty. She is a reminder to honor and take advantage of this miraculous life. And though she will desire more, will always desire more. She feels fulfilled and at peace with her life and has the perfect platform to reach out for what she wants next, while staying close and in tune with her own heart. And that is the piece entitled There's Something About a Woman by Shanna. I wanted to read that poem because it just really says all that it needs to say about a woman. And that particular piece really coincides with what my discussion will be about today, being an authentic woman. What is being authentic? You know, first, in order for us to really know what being an authentic woman is, we first need to know to define authentic. And, of course, there are several different definitions that I came up with, and the really don't really say what I wanted to say, but here's the definition. One of the definitions that I did find defining authentic. Now, on the Free Dictionary, they define authentic as conforming to fact and therefore worthy of trust, reliance, or belief, having a claimed or verifiable origin or authorship, not counterfeit or copied. So you're real, you're relatable, and you're authentic, you're genuine, you're bona fide, you're true, undoubted, unquestionable. And those are some really strong qualities that for a woman to have as an authentic woman. And why would a woman really want to be an authentic woman? I think that everybody should strive to be authentic in who they are, but not everyone is. And I thought it necessary to be able to define authentic because, you know, if a person doesn't understand truly what a word means, they can't be something they don't even know the first thing about. Now, this authentic woman, I wanted to talk about this just because we have so many women that walk in the shoes, and they're calling themselves queens and goddesses and divas and things of all of those majors, some of those, you know, high defining themselves in those categories. And, you know, sometimes I even wonder if they really know to what standard or what status they need to actually be living in and walking in to even call themselves that. So I wanted to talk about the authentic woman because we, you know, as women, we desire so many things in our lives, so many good things. But those same desires that we, you know, desire to have in our life, but as in a maid with in our professional lives, we have to be willing to mirror that or reflect, you know, those things that we want in our life. We can't ask for an amazing mate and we're not amazing. We can't ask for a faithful mate and we're not faithful. We can't ask for somebody that's loyal, friendly, loving, kind. We have this old laundry list of things. But if we're not those things, how could we then ask for those things? And I wanted to really talk about that. Specifically, a little bit, let me take a little bit apart of this poem here. And it just really states in the beginning, you know, a woman, an authentic woman, a woman, she is powerful and soft, and she's very soft, joy, fearless, longing, and she is truthful, and she, you know, she is fearless. And when you think about the authenticity of a woman who is really divinely admired and appreciated by someone that's a part of her life, you really have to be a very special person, and this quality has to radiate from you. The various qualities for, you know, have to radiate in your even in your presence. You know, a friend of mine told me, an associate of mine told me that just being in my presence was a beautiful experience. So, you know, and this is a person that really don't know me as a friend, but know me through another person. And for a person to express that type of feeling toward you, that means that that person has to identify with something special inside of you. And this is what, you know, an authentic woman is a woman who doesn't have to say that I'm trusted or I'm special or I'm this. You know, you don't have to boast or brag about who you are, because your presence and people around you will do all of that for you. People around you would identify with the qualities in you, and it's so astonishing and so remarkably radiant, you know, within you, that people have to make comment on it. It's just like it's like meeting somebody that's so beautiful that it's just like their beauty just, you know, comes forth so presently and profoundly that you just have to say, well, I think you're gorgeous. I think you're beautiful. It's just something that compels you to voice what you're feeling at that moment. A lot of people like to be reserved about their feelings, but when something is so profound in you and so, you know, makes such a statement, it's just almost like you're compelled to uncontrollably make a statement on toward this person, or, you know, compliments, and because you're feeling that this, you know, this you're just resonating with their spirit. And I want to help a lot of you, a lot of younger women, and, you know, of course, even women my age, we have to go deep within ourselves and really, you know, be honest with ourselves about who we really are. And that's not to say that, you know, because all of us have things that we're dealing with and that we have that we can change about ourselves for the better. But, you know, the purpose of this discussion is, you know, for you to become real with yourself and say, hey, I need to change some things about myself in order to welcome, you know, that partner in your life. Because that seems to be the thing that so many people are desiring, is to have the right person in your life. And a lot of times we can't accept the right person into our lives unless we really know who we are. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, interesting to say, you know, a person not knowing who you are, but there are many people walking this face of earth who do not know who they really are as an individual. Yes, you may know, you know, you may say my name is Carol Lee, whatever, or Michelle E. Alford, but that is not who you are. That's just your name. It's a title given to you at birth. But who you are defines what your qualities are, what your personality is like, how do you entreat other people, how do you, you know, live your life day to day. Can a person, you know, be away from you for a period of time and know and still have that same impression of beauty and love and kindness exude from you and still feel that from you when they're not in your presence? Those kind of things, that defines who you are as an individual. You know, but there is, you know, something about a real woman that a man really truly identifies with, And it compels him to the point of saying that I want to have this woman be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And I think it's very important that women, you know, especially single women that are seeking husbands or desiring husbands, I don't want to use the word seeking, but desiring mates in your life. And I'm a single woman too. But one of the things we have to do is find the beauty within ourselves and in our singleness, allow ourselves to become that radiant, beautiful creature that, you know, a man will so desire you that it will compel him to say, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life with you after, you know, coming into your presence. You should leave an impression, not by your voice, but just by your presence. You should leave an impression upon a person's heart when they meet you. It should be something just, you know, about your spirit, your the way you glow and all of those things. And there's a way to get yourself to that point in your life, and it has something to do with allowing yourself to invite total inner peace in your life. And how do you do those things? And I can't say this enough. Number one on my list is meditation and prayer. A lot of times we think it's just a religious thing about, you know, meditation is just for certain religious cultures, but meditation is just an exercise of relaxing the mind and releasing. It's just a management system of managing your mind, your thoughts, and, you know, how you accept thoughts into your head or you release thoughts from your mind. But in a lot of, because it's so powerful, that a lot of religious sects out there have adopted that as a part of their religious practices because it makes such a profound progress in your life. It really does something to your life, and I can attest to that because a lot of times when I felt a point of being overwhelmed and just overwhelmed with a lot of things and you're carrying a lot of stuff, and then I would just retreat and go to a place of meditation, and instantly those things that I was so weighed down with become null and void because I no longer feel them after I've allowed myself to mentally release from my mind. But an authentic woman would know what to do with that. Ladies, we have to truly, you know, we want these amazing men in our lives, but we have to create an amazing woman within ourselves. It's so many, I see so many people say, I'm amazing. Anytime you have to boast about, I'm great, I'm amazing, and all, in such a mannerism where it becomes annoying to other people, or it becomes to a point of boasting, or a point of you're trying to convince yourself, then you have to question that. Are you really truly an authentic woman? Are you really all those things that you say you are? I'm going to read a little bit more about this poem and then I'm going to go into a book that I have been reading over the years, but it's always a good reflective tool to, you know, refer to when you're having a discussion. There is something about a woman who can play and flirt up to the point edge of her no and then lovingly stop without guilting herself or another, who can say no in a way that makes a man's day, leaving him better than before he met her. I want to stop right there for a moment. That is just in that particular part, it goes back to saying what I mentioned earlier, that your presence should make such a statement that when you're not in the presence of those people any longer, they still feel your presence and kind of like, wow, she was, you know, absolutely amazing or beautiful, have something to say about you. Because of just your mere presence, not necessarily, you know, the many words you spoke or anything of that nature. It's something just about a woman who makes such a statement like that. Another one, who calls those around her into deeper conversation, connection, and care. There's something about a woman who knows how to keep herself safe and can then undefend herself to love vulnerably who lets go of resentment and blaming all men. This is what I wanted to really point out. Women, becoming authentic requires you to understand that your past relationships should not have anything to do with your new relationships. And you can't blame all men for what you went through with one man. And I want my sisters, and when I say sisters, I mean all women, referring to women as a gender and not a race, but all women, when you're going through something within a relationship where you're dealing with something that's not working with one man, don't allow yourself to, you know, get in a relationship with another man. You know, set yourself up for consistent roller coaster ride of failure in relationships because you are constantly holding on to the past of what you dealt with another man in your relationship. Allow yourself to heal. We talked about last week about allowing yourself time to heal. I'd say that again, you need to allow yourself to heal between relationships. You know, and involve yourself with some productive things and things that you love in doing because you will continue on a path of blaming men for things that other men have done or not seeing the man that you're currently with for who he really is as an individual. You will see him constantly in the eyes of someone from your past and not giving him a fair chance to truly love you and therefore making his life miserable and yours, and then you'll find yourself in again, another broken relationship. So being an authentic woman, it requires you to understand that process, that you cannot resent and keep blaming all men for your past hurts. You know, there's another thing about in the characteristic here in this poem. It says, there's something about a woman who chooses to be a soulful invitation rather than a soul-denying manipulation. Women, I really wanted to talk about on this part because women, we must. An authentic woman, we do not scheme, plot, do cunning things to manipulate the mind of a man just to be in a relationship with him. I'm going to speak on this and not picking on anybody in the church, but there are a lot of women who are religious women who put on this front when they find some a man of good quality, of good status or whatever. They put on this entire religious front and they begin to, pray, try to, in his presence, appear like they pray a lot. They're in the word a lot. They got something positive to say all the time. It's just all the way around him, you're always putting yourself in the light as if you're a very highly spiritual or religious person. And when you're not, you're putting on an act and you're not being an authentic woman. You're being a woman putting with the veil of an authentic woman because you want to win and manipulate the heart of this man so he can choose you over another. And sadly to say, sometimes that works with some men because they themselves are not as spiritually in tune with the higher power as they should be. And so, you know, they can be easily fooled or manipulated by women who really just all in a plot to get their hearts, and then the both of you end up in a broken in a relationship, and we you know, because the two of you didn't allow yourself to spiritually, divinely connect with the person that you were supposed to be with. But I can't say this enough, women. If you truly want to be an authentic woman and want an authentic man, then you yourself have to be authentic. And it's not going to work with blaming a man for your past hurts or manipulating him into believing that you're something that you're not. I can't even stress that enough because I really want to have women heal past their past hurts and go past that yield sign of saying, well, I'm afraid to love because of this, and I don't want to love because of that, and I can't, I will not. you know, all of those things you're affirming in your life that you can't have a quality life because you are not an authentic woman. You haven't really sat down with yourself and you know, and dwelled in a moment of self-reflection to really understand who you are as an individual. Therefore, you can't move on in a relationship because you don't understand who you are. And, you know, if you don't understand who you are, how would another person understand who you are? Because you're not putting forth, you know, the true, your being your true self with that person. There's something about a woman who doesn't hold herself back or play small based on what others will think. You know, in this poem, this woman is very powerful because an authentic woman, she doesn't put on a facade. She doesn't put on a veil just to hide who she really is. She really is transparent, really. She is a woman that knows exactly what she wants, and she is a woman who knows exactly what she needs. She is a woman who understands that she is not perfect, and she will always be a person that will, you know, accept and be willing to change those things that that she may find within herself that are not so pleasant or, you know, so good or what have you. But an authentic woman will be completely transparent. She will not be a person that will be saying that she, articulating that she's perfect. She will not be articulating that she can't change for the better. She will not be articulating the fact that she is, you know, all of that in the bag of beans. you know, because it's in a, you should allow others to identify those, you know, beautiful qualities in you and praise you on that point. But, you know, there's another part of here, then I'm going to go to the scriptures. There is something about a woman who doesn't hold herself back or play small based on what others will think, who lets go of words like slut and prude and steps into her true sensual and sexual desires. Now, let me tell you, you know, because this is a holistic woman that we're talking about, because the authentic woman, she is spiritual, she is a professional, but she also knows that she has a sexual side. We all have sexual desires. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a whole bunch of babies going around in this world. You know, we wouldn't be walking and existing in this world if people were not sexually aroused. But an authentic woman, she is true with herself. She's not going to hold back and say, hey, I don't really think about sex. I don't really think about you know, because a lot of women in the church, and I hate to say this, a lot of women in the church make it seem like their thoughts are so pure than pure and dismiss the fact that they do have sexual desires. They do have, you know, desires to be with the, you know, the person of the opposite sex. Well, you know, those are natural desires, so I don't understand why people would deny that you're that. You know, I wouldn't deny that fact, you know, because I have a daughter, you know, and at some point in my life I had to say, hey, whoa, you know, exactly, you know, you feel those desires. It's a natural process of life. It's nothing to be ashamed about. I'm a very open-minded. I think that every discussion has its place and time, but I'm, you know, the type of person that, you know, those things are great for discussion. If you have a topic of, if you're mature in your mind, you can really talk about sexuality and not have a problem or an issue with it. But I do believe that there is always a time and a season and a more appropriate time to talk about certain topics. That's the only difference. But there's something about a woman who finds gratitude in her curves, in the lines of the body she was given, and chooses to love it as it is. Now, I'm going to make this point here. An authentic woman really appreciates herself. She really, like it says, she loves her curves, whatever that may be, whether it be plus size, whether it be medium build, or it be, you know, petite build. An authentic woman loves herself for who she is. But that's not to say that you cannot improve on your physical build, your personal appearance, an authentic woman also identifies with that. But she's not making excuses for not being herself. She's herself in spite of in her own skin, and she appreciates and loves herself. So that's, you know, I really love this part because it's important for a woman to embrace herself and love herself as a woman and not depend on somebody else to love, you know, love her or anything. And then, of course, we all want somebody to love us, but we still exude and relish in the moments of love and live as a beacon of love and light ourselves without anyone else having to validate us. And that's what I'm really talking about in that particular situation. But I love that part of it, of this particular point, because it's just so important for us to love ourselves. And guess what? An authentic woman, once we love, we definitely love ourselves, and we have no problem with somebody else loving us in the same loving way. So you have to, you know, be authentic enough where everything from you exudes from you in such a way that it just really impresses upon the heart of those who have the privilege and the honor of being in your presence and you theirs. But there is a radiance that shines from this type of woman. Her heart melts and her mind is always thinking about helping others. Let me tell you the difference between a non-authentic woman when it comes to love and an authentic woman. An authentic woman will love herself, the others around her, and unconditionally. But a woman who truly doesn't love herself, she has every reason or excuse in the world not to really love somebody else. She finds faults in everybody else. And in some instances, this particular person feels like they are the poster child for love, and they come across as a loving, try to come across as a loving person, but they're in the truth of the matter, they're really not. And really, when a person is truly loving, it comes off. And it's kind of communicated in their conversation, their lifestyle, what they do toward or others, how they, you know, interact with others. But a woman who truly tries to put on that face, that veil, who is not authentic with their love, they may fool some of the people some of the time, but they will feel they will not fool any other authentic person out there. They will not fool those type of persons. People will be able to see right through to the core of your soul of who you really are. Because believe it or not, there are truly some people who try to be make a statement of love, and they really can't because they don't even love themselves. But what are we talking about again? Being an authentic woman, these are some of the characteristics and some of the mindsets of being an authentic woman. And guess what, women? Men are looking for you. You know, I hear so many women saying that men are all dogs. Men are this, and, you know, there are men that, you know, men just won't be faithful to one woman. And guess what, ladies? You know, if you're constantly affirming that thing, yeah, it would be true to yourself. Because there are, you know, a lot of times we give men, we give men permission to be dogs, for whatever reason. That's what women refer to who are hurting from the pain of a man. They call them dogs. We give men permission to be unfaithful. We give men permission to be, flirtatious. We give men permission. And how do we do that? It's because we're constantly telling them that they are that, and we're constantly telling them, I hate this phrase, a man is going to be a man, and I do not believe that at all. I've known and have the privilege of knowing some really great men, and some of them I didn't even have relationships with them, but, you know, outside of the presence of their significant other, they were still they behaved in a way that was so appropriate and really thoughtful and respectful toward the partner that they were with. And it is very honorable and commendable to be able to meet men like that. And women, you have to see, look beyond where you have been looking and understand that there are some men out there who truly want to be faithful and can be and truly want to love one woman. But we have to get ourselves in a position where we're not, again, asking for someone authentic and we're not that ourselves. You have to, you know, ask yourself, if I keep getting in relationships where the men are not faithful or the men are not good toward me or behaving well toward me or just not treating me with common respect, you have to find out why is that, if, especially if it's happening to you on a consistent basis. You have to ask yourself, am I as authentic as I need to be as a woman? And because we all think we're super, super, duper, duper good. You know, the moment that you think you're perfect, that's the moment you can definitely say you are not an authentic woman. Because an authentic woman knows that she is not perfect. Because we always will, if we are perfect, then we have no more use to be in this world. We can't grow anymore. We stay in a stagnant position. So you have to know that you are not perfect, but you could be just right for the right person. All right, I'm going to take a different turn here a little bit, and I'm going to bring some scriptures in here. And this is like a little twist for me, but I think it's most appropriate for this discussion because we're talking about, being an authentic woman. So many people, I wanted to bring this because so many people, especially women in the church, some women outside the church, love to call themselves a Proverbs 31 woman. And you can't get no more authentic than what is defined as a Proverbs 31 woman. So in order for you to follow along with me, you have to, pick up your Bibles, obviously. And trust me, although I am a licensed minister, I'm not preaching. I'm just having a discussion and just using the scriptures to kind of bring out my point today. I am using the Women's Devotional New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs, the New International Version. You may be reading from the King James Version, the NIV Version, the LIT, all of those, different versions of the Bible, but when it boils down to you can't get no better than a Proverbs 31 woman, just the quality in this type of woman is the most authentic you can get. Okay, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to read that whole Proverbs 31, but I'm just going to read a little bit to bring out a point. A wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girl. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her army, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. I'm almost to the end. I might as well read all this. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land.
She makes linen garments and sells them, and she supplies the merchants with fashion. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come, and she speaks with wisdom. Woo! You know what? And faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children, listen, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but talk about that authentic woman. You surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Almighty is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Woo! You cannot have a discussion about an authentic being authentic as a woman without bringing the characteristics of the Proverbs 31 woman from the scriptures into this discussion, because it says that, you know, in a nutshell, this woman is not only an authentic woman, she speaks with wisdom, and she, you know, she knows how to make money for her household. She's respected. Her children and her husband respect her. You know how many times I've seen women who have children who do not respect who they are as their mom. That is just, you know, it's just becoming a thing that the children are talking about back to their mom and not respecting her as a mother. You know, back in the day, that was unheard of. No matter what your parents did to you, you still respected them as your parents. But nowadays, that is, you know, far and few in between, you know, teenagers or small children respecting their parents. But, you know, just to bring out this woman, this is a phenomenal woman. This you know, in that last part it says, you know, there are some noble women, but you surpass them all. Authentic woman, and the Proverbs 31 woman surpasses all that, you know, the many women that are out there, all the women that call themselves queens and goddesses and divas. You don't have nothing on an authentic woman. You just don't. Because she does it all. And this is what I wanted to bring out with, you know, men, to understand that we as women are made to already serve you, you know, and to be good to you and to take care of you. And you need to let us play, you know, play our roles. It's not to say that we are supposed to be your mothers and all of those, but we were designed and created to be your helpmate. If you understand that the dynamics of that, you understand that why so many women feel the need. You know, we have this inward intuition to really know when to, you know, say things and speak with wisdom. If we're walking in the shoes of authentic woman, you have an authentic woman. You have to understand who we are as a woman. And understand that it's not our intentions to try to rule you as a man, but after all, we were here put to help you as a mate. You know, that's our role. So a man has to understand what an authentic woman is and what, you know, what the role of a woman is. You know, I'm not going to really get into this submissive, this kind of thing that, you know, people talk about in the scriptures, but you know, you have to break down words to the true science of that word, the true definition, because so there are so many words that have so many definitions. It doesn't always mean what you think it means from, you know, as far as face value goes. You have to break words down and really get into the era when that scripture was written and what it was actually talking about. But so many men love to quote that scripture, you submit to your husband. But, you know, you're not supposed to be enslaved to your husband. We are created to be helpmates to our husbands or, you know, our spouses or what have you. But, again, it requires you to understand what an authentic woman is. And so when men think that we're supposed to be, you know, there's a type of a group of men who think that women are supposed to be in just pregnant, barefoot, and raising children. That is not so. If you really think about who this Proverbs 31 woman is, she was in business, she took care of her family, She, you know, she grew a vineyard and she made money from that. She sold, she cooked, she cleaned. She, you know, she was a business entrepreneur. If you just want to break it all down, you know, I get every time I get excited about reading this because it just really empowers women to really know who we are. And it helps us. This passage of scripture, I don't even care if you are not a person that goes to church every Sunday, but, you know, you indulge in the scriptures, you will understand the dynamics of what this type of woman is. And you know, in the beginning passage of this, it really, the king, Lemuel, his mother was teaching him, teaching her son how to identify with an authentic woman. I think if many of our men, you know, got a little lesson with some wise women, wise mother or grandmother or something, they would have made better choices. Because sometimes, you know, men, I'm just going to say it, brothers, y'all mix the mark sometimes. Y'all pick these women that, you know, you pick them for one thing and one thing only, and then at the end of the day, you're picking them for all the wrong reasons, and the end of the day, you end up unhappy with that beautiful, gorgeous, drop-dead, you know, perfect 10 woman, and you're like, why am I going through this? But because you chose somebody that just didn't, that she lacked in the quality of being an authentic woman or being a Proverbs 31 woman, however you want to put it. It was a woman that you defined her as the epitome of beautiful, being beautiful, but, you know, inwardly she was none of those things at all. And at the end of the day, beauty fails. But, you know, when somebody, when a person is full of love and love prevails all. So, you know, this kind of, this being an authentic woman kind of can help, you know, our brothers and our sisters, because brothers in the sense that it can help you with identifying with more, choosing women more on the quality within them. Of course, there's nothing with wanting a beautiful woman. You know, everybody wants somebody that they can definitely look at and, you know, and be proud about being with them. But at the end of the day, if that's all you got, guess what? You can't look for, you can't ask for anything more if that's what you chose. With that being said, you know, I just really wanted to have this discussion because it just, you know, you go through week after week, and you know, and I interact with certain types of people, and then I'm, you know, thinking, and when I came up with this topic of discussion, I'm thinking, man, you know, this is everyday life. People are, you know, a few weeks ago, I just about every circle of people I ran into, there was a woman calling herself a diva, a queen, a goddess. And I'm just saying to myself, because of the mannerism that was, you know, coming from them, you know, I wanted to say so bad that you truly are missing the mark on what that really is, what a goddess really is, what a queen really is. You know, that you cannot be those things and boast about it, and you know, because you are those things because people identify that with you. It's just, it's something more powerful when another person sees that quality in you and is compelled to make mention of it. But if a woman has to boast about herself or bring that attention to her, there's something underlining going on within herself that she hasn't identified with her true self, and therefore she is not authentic. But, this is just one of those kind of things that make you, you know, pay more attention to, you know, the who people say they are and what their character is all about. Because we make so many bad choices, and in the long run, you know, we pay for it royally. But I wanted to be able to say that, you know, there are a lot of other things that you need to pay attention to, especially when you're talking about living, you know, conjoining or merging your life with another person, especially you men. Let me speak with you for a minute. If you're thinking about merging your life with a woman, just be, you know, be allow yourself to be put in a more spiritual state of mind and say, can I truly live the rest of my life with this individual? If a woman always want to be in the limelight, you know, whether you're a celebrity or you're not a celebrity, if she always wants to be in the limelight all the time, always out partying and all of those, when will she have the time to be something more than you to you than just a showpiece or just there has to be a special balance between two individual people who decide they want to merge in a life together. And because the both of you are always out and around about when will you have time to grow as partners? When will you have time to develop business deals or develop businesses or you know, have a raise a family together? When will you be able to do those things? If you're a person, you're always constantly going out. She's always constantly on the go. And I mean on a regular, consistent basis. Of course, if she's a businesswoman, she's going to always be out, you know, tending to her business, or, you know, if she's running a home business, then, you know, she's going to be put into that business. But if you listen to what I said in those scriptures, Proverbs 31, and, you know, in some of those verses, that same woman, she ran her business, but at the end of the day, she still took care of home. And her children and her husband and acknowledged her and praised her for that, because her ability to multitask in her life. You men, I'm going to tell you, you need someone that's able to multitask, take care of you, the children, the household, the business, all of that, because there are truly women out there like that, and you can have that type of woman in your life if you chose so choose. Women, ladies, let's start keeping it real. Let's be real with ourselves. You know, don't keep setting yourself up for failure, if you continue to fail relationship after relationship, you got to stop yourself in that moment and say, hey, I need to change something about myself. And don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to say and come into the realization that you need to change something about yourself, because, you know, you keeping it real with yourself, and only a person, you have to respect the person that's keeping it real with themselves. And that is the definite sign of a person on the way to healing, once you identify with what's going on with your own life and make a decision that you're going to change those circumstances for the better. It's very important for us to be grounded in our life prior to entering into another, you know, situation with another person, because you're just going to make that person miserable and just truly unhappy, because you're going through so much in your own life. My main goal is to make sure that when you are in a point in your life, whether it be, you know, professionally, spiritually, you know, mentally, physically, to help you push past the point of yield. And that, you know, coincidentally, that's my company tagline. Mia Happy is helping all push past you. And happy, I think that, you know, that people don't realize that you can be happy. It's a choice to be happy. It's your choice to say, to make that stand and say, I'm going to do everything possible and within my life to make myself happy. Because, you know, truthfully, another person cannot make you happy. You can only make yourself happy. But that person can add to the happiness in your life, and that can make for an awesome, awesome, really happy relationship. But you have to understand the difference between the two. You have to first be happy within yourself. And in doing so, you have to, you know, reflect in moments where, you know, you may find some things out about yourself that is not so pretty and not so attractive, and you need to address those issues in your life before welcoming another person into your life. You know, and in the beginning of that stage is to, you know, first reflect, then get into the moment. You know, and sometimes you may even have to have a list of maybe more than one thing within yourself. And I hate to say it, but, you know, we all have things that we deal with that, you know, that can change within our life and that can stand. You know, we can all go through a little bit of fine-tuning in our life. And so we can get out of that mode of being unhappy with ourselves. You know, we go on day after day, and I saw a few statuses on Facebook where people saying that they were depressed today. You know, even if, you know, and sometimes Facebook is the only outlet that people have, and they just need to express or say something to somebody. That is, you know, in essence, a cry for help. And also them saying that I know that my situation needs to change, but I just don't know how to do it at this point. And I can't even stress it enough that sometimes you have to get yourself in that reflective mode and say, wait a minute, oh, my goodness, you're sorry. You know, and you have to be accepting of what you may find out about yourself that's not so pretty, and be willing to open yourself up for change. Now, the one of the biggest things that I, you know, people do not identify with, there a lot of people deal with, you know, jealousy, procrastination, envy, all of those things in their life, and they think those are not things that you need to address, but you do. You truly need to do to have a very happy relationship in your future, because if you're holding on to resentment, jealousy, envy, manipulation, all of those are not good characteristics, they're not good personality traits, and those are some things that you have to, outside of yourself believing that you are a queen, a goddess, a diva, all of that, you have to identify with those, you know, those deeper issues within yourself and address those to really ensure that you have a happy life that you are desiring. And I think, you know, that most women, you know, would want to do those things, and you have to know that you don't have to manipulate the mind of a man to and really truly win his heart over. You could be your authentic self. Become an authentic woman. Become a woman that's praying. Become a woman that, you know, is, you know, holding down her own, not depending on a man to necessarily take care of her, but, you know, align himself with her. And do whatever it is that you need to do to work together in your entrepreneurial desires or plans or what have you. Become a woman that meditates. Become a woman that is transparent. You know. Let your partner know that you have needs or you need to change things in your life. You know, you have to be open with your partner too. You have to be open and almost to the point of vulnerability, you know, and I want to say you almost really need to be completely vulnerable with the person that you choose to love and spend the rest of your life with or be, you know, decide to be in a relationship with, because that will be the true way of knowing that the two of you can make a happy relationship, you know, is by being completely transparent with one another. And I know that will prove to be a difficult task these days, because so many people are not always true and authentic themselves. And so it's difficult to be in a relationship or embarking on being in a relationship and not really truly know if this person really have reciprocal feelings toward you other than him, you know, him or her using lip service of saying that they do. I'm going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back with more discussion on being an authentic woman. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour with Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. We're going to be back right after these messages, and I'm hoping that you're getting the point of what this discussion is all about. And I just want you to continue to tune into the show, because we will talk about just everyday life. It's just really having a conversation about life, because you truly, truly need to understand what life is. It's not just living day by day, week by week, month by month, but are you truly delving into the deepest part of your life and the deepest part of your soul to really create the best life you would desire for your own life? In this instance of the topic of discussion, you want to be completely open. You want to open yourself, all of you, to be open to, you know, change and open to being, you know, completely revamped into a, you know, a greater person. So with that being said, I'm going to play Jamise Cox with All of Me, and we will be right back with more discussion on being an authentic woman on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford of Me A Happy Life Coaching. Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford of Me A Happy Life Coaching. And we've been talking about becoming an authentic woman today. and what that really truly means. We've read from the scriptures, Proverbs 31, with all of that chapter. We've read the a poem by Shanna entitled There's Something About a Woman. If you missed any portion of the show, you definitely can check it out in the archives. But how wonderful, you know, how wonderful it is if you are an authentic woman. That means that you have just mastered that being, exuding with love and beauty inside of you. And, you know, and many of us could, you know, stand, you know, a little bit of fine-tuning to, you know, truly be that woman, that authentic woman. But I don't know, I want to read something. I have a lot of, with myself, always striving to be a better person than I am, than I was the day before. I always have engaged in a lot of reading and various health aids and ensuring that I am an authentic woman and will be that in the presence of those around me and also in the presence of my future partner. But I wanted to read something very quickly from a book entitled Becoming a Woman Who Loves. The author of that book is Cynthia Hills. She's a best-selling author, and it's a Christian, you know, a geared book, but it's definitely, you know, something that can truly be used as an aid to, you know, really bring the point across. But she paraphrases a scripture in Matthew 5:23-24. If you are in the act of worship and become aware that your actions have caused hurt, anger, resentment, or wounded feelings in another, your awareness requires attentiveness. Stop your act of worship and make your best effort to restore peace and friendship by humbling yourself and accepting responsibility for the effects of your actions. Then continue your worship. I wanted to read that because part of being an authentic woman is knowing that you cannot allow yourself to hurt, do wrong toward another person and think that it's also fine for you to continue and pray and worship, you know, and humbling yourself before the Almighty without restoring that person to, you know, restoring that person's soul, is that person that you have offended in your life. That's a part of being an authentic woman as well. We, you know, for us to become, you know, really truly be authentic as women and really be pure in heart and allow love to exude from our hearts, we cannot be women who cover up things and feel like it's okay to hurt somebody and move on and say, oh, well, in so many words. You cannot be an authentic woman and do those type of things in your life. And I can't stress it enough, an authentic woman, there's something special about her. It's not to say that she will never have a moment where she's not so perfect, but what I am saying, an authentic woman, her consistent pattern is making sure that love exudes from her. She speaks with wisdom. People around her know that she encourages and motivates others. She makes a constant effort to always be in a position of helping those in need. An authentic woman is something special about her. Her demeanor in life is her husband or her significant other will not have to worry about her being a vessel of idleness or a vessel of somebody that's abruptly speaking and being an embarrassment to him or anybody around him. An authentic woman, she is dependable. She is reliable. She doesn't have to say that because she just is that. And I just really want to bring that up because a lot of women are just saying that, oh, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And any time you have to say it, say it on a regular basis as if you're boasting about it, then that truly means that you're not that. You're trying to convince yourself as well as others that you are that. And you may even fool somebody, manipulate the minds of some of those around you who, okay, say, hey, she got it going on. She know everybody. She's doing this thing, and she rubbing her elbows with the rich and the famous and, you know, all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, is she really truly an authentic woman, or is she a replica of that woman, or is she trying to put on a woman that's constantly saying that they need growth in prayer? Guess what? They have already told you they are not authentic. Because a woman that, you know, an authentic woman, a woman that is constantly already, you know, spiritually, you know, motivated to, you know, serve, they don't have to remind themselves to pray. They don't have to remind themselves or say, oh, I'm weak in this point and I'm weak today. And, you know, they don't have to speak in those terms. You know, even if they have a moment where they just can't pray but they can utter words, that still they're being authentic. But a woman that is constantly saying that she's weak in this area, constantly, you know, voicing her weakness or constantly affirming her weakness before many, that tells you that that woman is struggling with who she is as a, you know, as a woman, and she's therefore not authentic because she's constantly in that mode of trying to prove that she's this and that. She's trying to prove all of that. And she has, you know, probably, and not to say that she can't be that, it's just to say that she hasn't mastered at becoming an authentic woman, and she is not truly who she say she is. She's putting on a veil of that, or she has become a replica of what an authentic woman is, and presenting herself as authentic, and so that she can win the heart of a specific man in her life. And sometimes if that man is not as equally spiritually into his own life, then he will fall into the arms of that woman and they will be united. But at the end of the day, guess what? They will not last. They will not sustain a great, happy relationship in the end, because they both entered into the union as non-authentic people. They were not true with themselves or one another. I cannot stress that enough, but truly, you know, there are some identifying marks of an authentic woman. First, again, let's recap that. First, again, that she is a woman that's always consistent with either a prayer or a life of meditation. She doesn't have to be pumped in, and that's not meaning that she's religious. It means that she has a spiritual relationship with the higher power, and she really consistently works on herself as an individual, because she knows that it's very important to have herself in check as well as to be, you know, so that she can be an example to other people, other women specifically, and those around her. Again, a woman, an authentic woman, she is not manipulative. She is not a woman that relishes somebody else's hurt. She doesn't cause hurt or pain intentionally. She doesn't do any of those things intentionally. And those things, men, all of the men under the sound of my voice, pay attention to those things. Don't just look at, you know, I mean, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a beautiful woman under your arm, but at the end of the day, you still want certain, you know, want happiness in your life, and a beautiful woman is not going to always provide that for you. There are beautiful women who, on the inside, they're just, you know, very corrupt and can't even put, you know, help you go past anything that you may experience in your life. And you got to remember that we all go through something. No matter how successful we are, how we got it going, how much money we got, everybody goes through a challenge in their life where it proves to be a very difficult challenge. And if you don't have the right person on your team praying you through that, motivating or encouraging you through that, I wouldn't want to be you. Because that will be the moment that you will realize that you're with the wrong person. When it comes to a point where you need a reinforcement. That's what relationships are, you know, all about, too. A reinforcement, it's, you know, I call it life's reinforcement. When you're in a relationship, it should be a reinforcement in your life, no matter what you're going through in your life, that the both of you as a team can work through those issues and those those concerns. But if you're if a woman is not authentic with you, then she can't help you through those. She can get you through so much, but then her true self will have to come forth and truly shine in a negative way because she wasn't authentic in the first place. One of the other things, I hate to use movies as an example, but, you know, really movies are a reenactment of true life, real life situations. I'm reminded of the Tyler Perry movie, Diaries of a Mad Black Woman. The poor part when he left his wife for, a prettier woman, so to speak, in his eyes, and had babies outside of that union with that particular woman. But when he got injured and the life of that life that they had or would have had together was threatened, and he was injured to the point of being confined to a wheelchair, that same pretty woman that he left his wife for turned her back on him, left him, and not only did she leave him, but she took from him. That is a clear, I have to use that example, but that is a clear example of an unauthentic woman. But listen, on the other hand, his wife, on the other hand, what he had as a partner by his side, she came back even outside of him doing what he did to her. And I can tell you that was the most hurtful reenactment of a possible real-life situation that you could ever witness. But it's real. It happens to people in their real-life situations. But in the interim, he ended up leaving the wife that he had to go to this, and this person totally fooled him, completely. And that same wife that he left came back to his rescue, nursed him back to health, took care of him unconditionally, loved him unconditionally. And in the end, he wanted her to stay, because then at that moment, I guarantee you, he realized that she was an authentic woman. And that's the difference between an authentic woman and an unauthentic woman. Me and you have got to recognize authentic when you see it. In the deepest part of your heart, you do not want somebody that at the drop of a hat that'll leave you, with just in the baddest circumstances you could possibly be in. And that was one circumstance that you would truly need somebody to stand by your side. And I don't think people just truly think about those things in the long run. Will this woman stay with you if you didn't have all your money? Will she be with you if you were just a regular old guy? Will she be with you if you lost all your resources and could no longer support her? Will she stay and go through this and go with you through the trials and tribulations? Will she endure the relationship with still a loving heart and a nurturing spirit and all of those things and try to pray you through those situations in spite of what you're going through in your life? Will she do that? You have to ask yourself, and we can never know the true answers to that until it actually happens sometime. But for the most part, you can really identify with the person's heart, one being woman or man, and really kind of know, if you really pay close attention, you will know exactly what their heart is saying to you. A heart really speaks when things are silent. A person don't even have to utter a word. Just listen to their heart. You can hear it, truly. You can truly hear another person's heart. And how you can do so is by paying attention to what their actions is, because out of the heart brings forth the actions of another person, the intents of their heart. So if a person intends on being loving and caring and nurturing, all of those things will come forth in the form of actions. If that is naturally not in them, it will not come. Even if it came forth, it will not stay for very long. And that's what an authentic woman is. Her whatever is in her to be good, to be loving, and to nurture, and all of those things, it will be who she is. She will be consistent with it, in and out of season. What you know, up and down, and in the fire and in the storm. You know, through the storm, she will be consistent with her actions, her words, the way she lived her life. The way she handled things in her life. So you have to know that that is very important, that having an authentic woman is important to have in your life, especially when you are in a you know certain limelight or you're trying to accomplish certain things in your life. You need the right type of woman that's going to be by your side, and vice versa. A man has to, you know, have the right type of woman on his side to, you know, to make for a happy and longing relationship. I think we have 7 more minutes remaining in the show. I thank all of those who are resting on my switchboard to, you know, ensure support. Again, if you wanted to weigh in on the conversation, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. Obviously, you have the number because you're here on the switchboard, and I so appreciate you for just tuning in to Life with Michelle E. Alford of Me a Happy Life Culture. At Me a Happy Life Culture is the place where we help all push past you, and I'm certainly glad to, you know, be walking in my purpose as a woman. As an authentic woman, I probably wear the hat because I know that I am not perfect, but every day, I strive to be the best woman I can possibly be, and that's what makes me authentic. You know, it's nothing to boast about, it's nothing to brag about, but people around you will really validate those statements or your actions as an authentic woman. So, woman, I just want to encourage you to become authentic. If you really truly want things to change in your life with regards to relationships, professionally, spiritually, all of those things, romantically, allow yourself to become, one with yourself. Put yourself in a position of reflection. And while you're reflecting on who you are as a woman, be accepting of the things that you might discover about yourself that needs to change in your life. And once you discover what those things are, take action in allowing yourself to rid yourself of those things and replace them with more loving things, more positive things, more affirming things, and just more spiritual enlightenment, more nurturing attributes. Allow yourself to invite and welcome all of those things within yourself, replacing those things with the negative, you know, the manipulation, the envy, jealousies, and all of those kind of things. Allow yourself to, you know, be vulnerable with yourself and just kind of rid yourself of those things. And trust me, you will begin to attract the, you know, beautiful men because, trust me, ladies, men want, you know, they want beautiful quality of living. You know, a lot of men out there live a quality life and really aim to be spiritually in tune and live life purely. You know, not all men are not dogs, you know, and I would be the first one to say that men are not all dogs. Don't give men excuses to be unfaithful. Don't give men excuses to be flirtatious all the time. Or don't give men excuses to be wrong when they don't have to be. And a lot of them really don't. A lot of them do want long and lasting relationships and do want monogamous relationships. But, you know, sometimes we just give them this green card to say, go and do as you please and don't, you know, hold them accountable for their actions as a man. So don't do that. Don't allow them to be, don't push that type of character or mentality on them saying that men will be men. You can't do that because men should not be categorized in one category because all men, add something different, a quality in life, and men are different from one another. So we have to allow them to show forth that good quality in them. And trust me, ladies, these men, they do want quality women. Don't yeah, they may look at Sally Sue, you know, with the you know, with the curves and the long flowing hair and all of those things, but at the end of the day, if they are a man of substance, at the end of the day, they will only want you. So allow yourself to become an authentic woman to definitely change your life as a woman, and to then allow yourself to welcome the partner in your life that you so desire. And with that being said, I wish some of you would have called in and weighed in on the conversation, but perhaps we'll pick this discussion up a little bit later on becoming an authentic woman. And women, I want to say this again, we mentioned earlier, you know, if you have a desire to start your own business, go ahead and do it. I'm doing it. I've been posting about a few weeks ago that I had this challenge of not, you know, wanting to have office space, but, you know, just everywhere it looked, it was so expensive. I mean, you can't really, with the things that I do, you have to definitely ensure that you're bringing in a certain amount each month to, you know, cover those expenses. And lo and behold, when, you know, during the hour of meditation and prayer, it just came to me. I walked in my basement and realized I have two finished rooms in my basement. And now I have turned those two rooms into my office space. All along, I had my own office space. But sometimes we have to just look around just a little bit and get in that reflective mode, because you things will come to you when you least expect it. And now I have two separate offices running my businesses out of my home. I don't have any overhead. I don't even have a mortgage on my house. I paid for my house. But I have utilities. I have, you know, expenses when they come up on the house. So allow yourself to, you know, in the process of becoming an authentic woman, know that you can run your business. This is the time where you can run your business, become your authentic self, be self-sufficient in who you are as a woman, and just really relish in the moment in your singleness. And then, you know, while you're building this, creating this dynamic woman and ridding yourself of all those things that, you know, that are not so attractive or so appealing, and you're beginning to exude with love and kindness and peace and all that, trust me, the right man will come along. And in interim, there will be some that are not right for you, but they will recognize the authenticity in you as a woman and will want that. But and then it will, you know, ultimately cause them to go into a mode where, hey, I got to do what I have to do to it before, you know, to change myself so I can step to her to be more authentic as she. Trust me, people who are not authentic, they recognize the authentic person, because when they see it, they see how beautiful it is, and they want it, they desire it. So you will have people that approach you who know, recognize the quality in you as a woman, and they will want that. But truly, when the authentic one comes to you, he will match seamlessly with you as another authentic person. And so you have to hold out for that. Who says I can't? Somebody, you know, I posted something the other day about hold out for that amazing person, and then someone else came along with a similar tag, hold out for that amazing person. So that's just kind of like in the air, and that's just the divine message across the board, is to make sure you don't shortchange yourself. Hold out for an amazing, authentic person, because you deserve it. You got to know you deserve it. Don't settle for just, you know, somebody that can offer you a replica of love and replica of, you know, of loyalty and friendship and all of that. And they can't give you all of them. I played that song by Sister Jamise Cox, All of Me. If they can't, woo! If they cannot offer you all of them, and they can't love all of you, and they can't match seamlessly with all of you, then that person is wrong for you. With that being said, I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with Michelle E. Alford, your life coach here on Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. If you have any life coaching needs, whether it be in business, relationships, spirituality, authorship, business management, all of those, weight management. We are, you know, working on a 90-day challenge within my community. We're plus size leaders. I'm a plus size woman, so I'm working, having my community join in with me, losing weight every Tuesday night at the YWCA in Eastern Michigan. Call me at 334-288-7189. If you have any life coaching needs or you want to join us in the 90-day challenge, we'll repeat every 90 days until we all reach our weight loss goals. So reach out and touch me, and we'll have a discussion if you're interested in being coached, because what we do is to help you push past the yield in your life, and we'll talk about the fees and everything. We first give you a consultation for free so you can assess whether you really need my service, and if I can't help you, I can refer you to someone that can help you, because we generally deal with healthy people that just, you know, have lost their way and they just need to find a way back to their path. So I'm looking forward to having you reach out and touch me as your life coach. I would love to have you, and I can coach you from across the globe, whether it be via Skype, via the phone line. Again, that number is 734-288-7189. Always leave a message. If we're unable to answer the phone right away, we will definitely return the call at our earliest opportunity. But it's been wonderful hanging out with you guys here on this hour of Life with Michelle of Nia Happy Life Culture, where we are helping all push past you. Why don't you have a great rest of the evening, and I look forward to hanging out with you the same time, the same place next week. Oh, Lord willing. Have a great day and peace and love. All right, we're going to take it out again with all of me, with Ms. Jamie Scott.